From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 3rd of April. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. New radio advertisers offer relief from the downward spiral. National radio news, free to community stations. And JobKeeper provides a lifeline to Grant Broadcasters staff. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
When you experience a downturn like this, it's a natural reaction to think that literally nobody out there is working. The reality, of course, is that many businesses are either carrying on as normal or benefiting from the shutdown. Despite the collapse of radio advertising in recent weeks, some radio networks have refocused their efforts to attract new advertisers. It's well known amongst experienced salespeople that companies that advertise during a crisis perform better during that crisis. When the crisis passes, they go on to recover quicker and stronger. Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern has been investigating the industry's hunt for new clients.
We asked our friends at AirCheck to run some exclusive data for us to find out if there were new advertisers on air over the last couple of weeks. And they found about 170 new advertisers in about 50 categories. So it seems that some radio networks have successfully pivoted to target these new advertisers to replace those that have cancelled or delayed their campaigns during the COVID-19 lockdowns.
Everybody in the radio industry is doing it tough right now, but a lot of community stations are doing it a whole lot tougher than most. Almost all stations in the community sector are suffering acutely from the collapse of their local sponsorship revenue as the COVID-19 crisis drags on. Now, CBAA will cover each station's subscription to the National Radio News Service for the next 6 months. CBAA Chief Executive John Bissett says it's critical to keep the news going for community radio's 6 million weekly listeners. The National Radio News is an independent, not-for-profit and non-partisan national news service delivered to many of the country's 450 community stations. Well, it's always a relief when the pressure comes off a bit at times like this. The break has now been put on many of the redundancies that Grant broadcasters have felt they had to make to keep their head above water. The JobKeeper relief program announced by the federal government on Monday has been welcomed by the family-owned network. CEO Alison Cameron says she hates to think how many redundancies would have had to happen now and over the coming months without the relief package. Other networks have also indicated that they'll be revising their plans, hoping to keep many of their staff on board as they work their way through the crisis. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Other stories attracting industry attention today. Reinforcing its position as the national broadcaster, the ABC's managing director, David Anderson, has issued an extensive media release to remind us all of the services it's providing during the current crisis. Anderson says the ABC is continuing to deliver essential broadcast and digital services throughout the COVID-19 shutdown. He also says ABC Radio is producing daily editions of its coronavirus podcast, breaking down the latest news and research. In addition, the ABC is helping primary and secondary students with curriculum-linked education across multiple platforms. Well, it gets pretty tough to compete when you're just a homegrown product in a world of high-budget competition. Last month, iHeart Podcast Network and Stitcher were rolled into the Australian podcast ranker with a whole range of international programming. Those podcasts wiped the floor with Australian products. Their rankings dominated the top spots. Now an All-Australian Top 100 podcast ranking will also be produced to see how local podcasts rank against each other. CRA Chief Executive Joan Warner says the All-Australian category will highlight locally created content and the increasing investment from local publishers. ARN's successful Audio Academy will be offered online to clients at home. The Academy was developed to help clients and agencies understand the power of audio. More than 100 registrations have been received for the Audio Academy Home Edition. Coming up next, sometimes the oldest ideas are best, even in radio.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
There was a time in radio, back around 50 years ago, when the ABC ran a daily hospital hour, giving shout-outs to patients across the country. It was the era of unsophisticated grassroots radio, and it passed into history as the ABC modernized. Well, with nursing homes now having strict new regulations on visiting, radio has a chance to go back to the future. On Wednesday nights during Evenings with Peter Gowers, the ABC has introduced Nursing Home Cheerios. Many older people have been very upset that they can't visit isolated loved ones in nursing homes. And this show is demonstrating an important role that radio can play to help a specific demographic group during a crisis. Well, thanks for your company today and this week. I'll be here with your morning briefing again first thing on Monday. And to see what's happening in radio anytime, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.